The Winter Festival of Speed once again returns to Lac La Biche on the weekend of February 25th. Along with all the high-flying racing fun to be had, there will also be lots of ice sculptures that are going to be carved at the festival. Barb Marcinkowski, Snow and Ice Director of the Sculptors Association of Alberta, spoke with Windspeaker Radio Network in regards to what her and her team are doing for the Winter Festival of Speed.
We are coming from Edmonton to Lac La Biche on Saturday, February 25th. And we're staying overnight till the 26th, and we're going to be carving 3 ice sculptures and 2 snow sculptures. And we're bringing a team of 5 to do it.
That team of 5 will be tasked to bring over 4,000 pounds of specially engineered ice from Edmonton to be carved on site in Lac La Biche. Marcinkowski says that even though this is a daunting task, her and her team have lots of experience.
The Sculptors Association has been doing it for some number of years, probably 25 plus. In fact, my mother was an ice carver and she was one of the founding members of the association. So, and a lot of our carvers that will be coming with us are very experienced and professional and do a lot of ice and snow carving. So we hope to be producing something that looks really great.
With a task as big as this, preparations have been ongoing to make sure the ice sculptures shine on the lake in Lac La Biche.
Well, we will be planning our designs in advance of the festival. We're going to be doing a car, a plane, and a snowmobile, as well as an indigenous themed snow carving and a snow throne. So those plans are in the works right now. We have to make something that will fit the amount of ice and snow that we have. So those are the things that we do in advance, and I also have to order the ice, get it down there. And yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.